start the brisa again. I'll try to work through it. My son, as I mentioned yesterday, we're learning the Rosh Hashanah, and it's a lot of...
It's probably not going to get easier, right? What? It's probably not going to get easier.
Again, it's only this piece of Gemara. It's not like this is the rest of the Torah. Tanya, top of the Amud Beis. Chulin, ha-chulin, ka-chulin. Somebody says chulin, or the chulin, or like chulin. Whether he ends, bein shayichalach, bein shalayichalach, mutter. Whether he ends, that chulin is what I will eat, or chulin is what I won't eat, meaning what I don't eat is chulin, it's mutter. Now, over here, this is like the mayor, because if you say chulin is what I don't eat, the inference is that what I do eat is a carbon. It's hegdish. So, by saying that, if you hold, like a Yehuda, that you say mechalah about the shemeihen, then it would be usher. So this sentence is the mayor talking. Let us do the rush again inside.
Because there's no flip.
Because you're not allowed to flip. Because you don't do a flip. You don't do a flip.
I'm not sure, according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least one shita would be usher.
Not at one shita, every shita.
According
to Rabbi Yehuda, the case of lo yaychulach would be usher. Aycholach would be mutter. Lo yaychulach would be usher. Because we would... What's the word I'm looking for? They would infer that what you do eat is like a carbon. Nothing to do with your shalayim.
Well, he says chulin, not kechulin.
Doesn't have to say kechulin. He's not making something like chulin. It is chulin. Zakt the rush. Chulin, again, depending what print you have, it's either on the Amud Beis or on the Amud Aleph. Chulin, ha-chulin, kechulin. Kamash v'lan, v'amin v'chal, v'abat v'shamayin. Right? The inference would be it should be like hegdish. But since we don't go by the inference, therefore, it is mutter. That is what the Rush explains the first case. Exactly. This is Remeir talking. Second case. Loi chulim, that's the Rush's version, not lachulim. Loi chulim shaykhalach, usher. Now this, seemingly, would be not like Remeir. Because you have to infer that loy chulin means carbon. Dr. Rush, loy chulin doesn't need inference. Loy chulin is carbon. Unlike lachulin that we had in our Mishnah, needed inference, loy chulin is direct. That's what we said yesterday. The reason I explained that this is my own explanation. Is lachulin needs an extra step. You have to figure out that la means loy, and then infer that it's what's the name again? That it's carbon. Rabbi doesn't agree to inference. But if you say lachulin, you don't need that. It's automatically carbon. It's synonymous with carbon. So once again, this is the Rush talking. He doesn't explain why. He just explains that that's the fact. Dr. Rush,
that's right.
What?
That's right.
That's why Remeir would agree to this. And this would not be a contradiction to case number one. Because Remeir would agree to this. Because the Gemara will not ask from one to two. And since the Gemara doesn't ask from one to two, it must be that it's not a problem. But why isn't it a problem? That's what the Rush comes to explain. Now, I will be honest, not that it makes a difference to us. Other Rishonim take this line out. They say because if this line were there, it would be a contradiction. They don't agree to the difference between law and law. They say, huh, Remeir would agree to that? And since the Gemara doesn't ask, it means that he agrees. So they take it out. There is no case. They take out this whole case. But the Rush has it in, and he doesn't take it out. And he explains it as the difference between law and law, and I want to read the Rush inside. Like the Rush, like Chulun Sheikh Allah said, the Master of the Chulun Hebel Karp and Master of Allah. But Remeir asked him. This can even go like Remeir, with the Parakhman Rachel is safer than Parakhman Siasa. Since he asks from the beginning to the end, he doesn't ask from the first case to the third case, doesn't ask from the middle case. The Avagav, look the Rush, even though I explained by the Mishnah, of Nisan, Vachul and Shaychalach, or Kim the Krebi Huda, we said that that's going like a Yehuda. Shaini Hacha, Kivan Damar, Loi Chulun, Kiloma Behej and Carbon Yaheg. Loi Chulun doesn't need inference, because it's just said carbon. Mas Nisan, Lachulun, the Patakhtani. The Avar Minan, Loi chulin l'rabi el carbon. If you would say la means loi, have a mashma mechlau. V'loi minna loi chulin. V'ad a tani b'masnisin la chulin shaloi aichalach. Now here comes the Rush and says the next line. that if it would have said in the Mishnah, Lachulun Shiloyaychulach, then Havanicha Trei, then I would be happier. This is a very essential point. Lachulun Shiloyaychulach. Now, it means it's not chulun, but I don't eat. The inference is, what I do, it is chulun. What? La chulun. It doesn't, because it's la, it's not loy. Loy chulun means carbon. La chulun needs an inference to say that it needs an extra step to say that it means carbon. Right? The Rush just differentiated between loy and la. And he said, by la, you don't say it automatically that it means carbon. Right away, you have to have an inference. Now, what would you say, la chulun lo yaychulach? Now, if you learn inference, that would say, la chulun, it's not chulun, but I don't eat. It would be mutter.
Why? Why?
Because it's not chulun, but I don't eat, which means what I do eat is chulun. That's what the inference says.
He's not saying anything. Okay, I'll eat
by you. It's saying, whatever I eat is okay. It's like chulun shaychulach. Why didn't that bother you?
Right, right.
So, again, Zakta Rush, over here we wouldn't say that. We would say, according to a mayor, la chulun, therefore I won't eat. I would put a therefore. Not what I don't eat is not chulun. La chulun, because it's not chulun, therefore la yaychulach.
No inference.
But it's adding a therefore. It's saying, not la chulun la yaychulach, what I don't eat is not chulun. What I don't eat is not chulun. It's la chulun, therefore la yaychulach. Since I'm adding la yaychulach, that means I'm trying to say something I won't eat. So therefore, even Remeyer agrees that I'm not using inference. I'm using a therefore. La chulun, which means it's not chulun, therefore lo yaychulach. Let's read the Rush inside where he speaks this out. We have a ton of masnisim, la chulun lo yaychulach. Is Aser. Havanicha Trei. Dahu vadeh havi mechlal lav. There, I would let myself use lachulun to mean it's not chulun. Davi mashma lachulun lehevi mashla eichulach. A mashla eichul yehi kaidesh. Right? It would tell me that what I don't eat is not chulun. I'm sorry. Davi mashma lachulun lehevi mashla eichulach. Because it's not chulun, therefore I won't eat. A mashla eichul yehi kaidesh. I will rush in the Gemara, the Kamas of Ruh, Loichulun Levi on the carbon, the Mashmahachi. The beginning, the Gemara, is not Mashma that he ended Loichulach. Because the Gemara is using inference. The Gemara is not saying, therefore I won't eat. Also, the Mishnah doesn't say Loichulach, it says Shaychulach. We got Masnissan. The Hochale Masnissan, Shaychulach, the Reshikah. It's all going on Loichulach. So it would have been easy to answer that our Mishnah can go like Remeyer and say that la chulun la yaychulach means it's not chulun, therefore I won't eat. But the problem with that is that the Gemara doesn't say so. The Gemara says it is an inference, and the Gemara says the Mishnah shayichulach. So therefore, the rest says, what I would like to offer can't work. Yes, Doctor?
Two things. As time goes by, I grow more and more uncomfortable from inference. Inference means you take from internal evidence and extrapolate to an
evidence. Give me another word. I don't care.
I'm about to give you another word. I was just telling you why I was not happy with that one, which is implication or assumption. That there is a reasoning thing that you are taking someone and assuming.
I don't think anybody in this room really cares whether it's inference or implication, but if it makes you happy, I'll do it.
Well,
as a birthday present to you, I will say, what?
Uses the word implication always.
Thank you.
Yes, I would point out that words have meaning. Okay. Things go so much better with you.
But I agree with you 100%.
Second, one of the problems with Lachulun, which is talked about later but not here, and I'm did ask this yesterday, and I do apologize. I try not to repeat the same question over and over again on non-game, which means until it makes sense. That Lachlan, we're simply dealing with a Lamed, and that can be read in two different ways, two Chulin or not Chulin, whereas Lo Chulin are two concrete words, which says Lo Chulin, not Chulin. So that would seem to be the root cause. Lachulin has nothing to do with Mel, it has to do with the way it's spelled. It's not prohibitive. It's not something which requires an assumption that we're dealing with one particular out of two possible meanings.
Again, I beg to differ. Lachulin and Lachulin are spelled the same way. It's the word Chulin. And you're putting a lamed in front of it, and how you read it has nothing to do with the spelling, but has to do with the vowel under the lamed. And the vowel makes a difference. And therefore, the Rush says there's a difference. I said yesterday I have trouble understanding it, I haven't gotten any smarter. But it's not the spelling of the word. The spelling of the word is the same word, Chulin.
I mean, if there's anyone in this room who's worse than I am, I would.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's the problem. If I say something straight out, hektish, what I eat by you should be hektish.
Right. That's what it means.
There's no nothing.
That's the straight word.
Good. So what I'm trying to say is that...
Why are you trying to say? You're saying.
No. But the point is, anytime you say she'okha l'cha, the mayor will never argue in that type of thing, right? It's she'okha l'cha, if I say, let's put chords aside for a second.
Let me just hang the she'okha l'cha.
Good.
Let me just egg the shaykhul l'cha.
Yeah, so egg the shaykhul l'cha, it's a korb.
So what if he says lachulin shaykhul l'cha?
So the point I'm saying is that lachulin is it's an inference.
It's implication.
Whatever it is, but it's and that word itself is what Rameyer can also say, called lav tashmeh. I don't know what... Is the okalacha is a straight thing. It still could be that.
Our Mishnah, lachulin shaykhulacha, the Gemara says doesn't go like Rameyer. First line in the Gemara, lachulin means loy lachulin, ela carbon, and Rameyer doesn't say you make that implication.
But it is reversed.
You're not allowed to reverse. The first line of Gemara says.
I don't know what that means. Lo lachulin.
Again, the Rush differentiates between loy lachulin and lachulin. He does that. I can't help you. He says loy lachulin means carbon, straight. And lachulin needs you to figure out that it's carbon and that's what I won't eat. By loy lachulin, shaykhulach, it's saying it's carbon. It's like carbon, shaykhulach.
And
la is different.
And lachulin means. What again?
Same thing, but it needs an implication.
But she'okhalacha.
Exactly.
That part's not going to change.
That's not changing.
And it means lachulin means.
It's not chulin, but carbon.
And that's called
an implication.
Implication.
But loy chulin doesn't need implication. That's what the Rush said. I don't know why.
I'm trying to put this together now.
Yes.
Maybe I'm missing it. But I don't see any place where lachulin is not spelled with an olive.
In the lamed olive, yeah, but not in the word chulin.
No, that's my point exactly. Lo has a single meaning. Lamed olive has a single meaning.
And la has a single meaning. And la has a single meaning.
La is not a single meaning. La can mean two or
no, it cannot.
It can be assumed to be an elision which is attached to the word.
Without a vowel, it can be read two ways. With a vowel, it's only read one way.
Exactly. Without a vowel, it is read.
Yeah, but a person speaks.
Not.
But a person speaks with a vowel. He says he's a la or la.
How a person speaks. Well, you see in a number of places in the Masoretic tradition, Rashi brings them often in Chumash, where something is spelled the same, but because of the Masoretic tradition. That it means one particular writer.
You should be my homie. I don't have the time to argue with you now. But to me, there is no other meaning for la chulin.
Two
chulin. No, it doesn't. La can't mean two. The vowel says it doesn't mean two.
If I were to say bring it to the chulin, what would that
go with? La
chulin. With an unstressed syllable.
With that schwa, call it what you want.
That's
right, that's right. I don't know, stress, not stress.
Right,
I can be stressed out. What?
An unstressed vowel sound.
Yes.
It can be any letter in the English language.
Okay. But the Rush just added that lachulun loyaychulach could go like the name. Because lachulun, therefore I won't eat. And I don't need to imply. I just add the word therefore. But Shaycho Lach needs you to figure out what you won't eat. And that Ramea doesn't let you do.
The thing about therefore is only
a... Not like, lah. Like Hulam, Ramea agrees
with me. The fact that Shaycho versus Lefichach, I mean, that's the...
By Shaycho Lach, you can add the word Lefichach. By Shaycho Lach, you add the word Lefichach, it doesn't tell you anything.
That thing about therefore was Rabbi Abba brought that up.
We didn't get there yet.
No, what I'm trying to say is, what's the rush?
He's mentioning it here. Why he mentions it here, I don't know.
You never knew that you could do something like that.
Again, he's being honest, that's all.
He's rushing.
Nothing in my right. Third case. Okay? Now that's going to be the discussion. Which the Rush said you can add the word therefore. If you add the word therefore, then it's mutter. Then it's usser. But this Brisa says it's mutter. Dr. Gemara, Reishamani, the first case of chulin, shaloy aicholach, it's Remeir, the last one about the Shemei Hei. The first case that says, the guy says, Chulun lo yechulach, and we imply that carbon, what I do eat, needs Remeir. Remeir holds you don't do implications. But in the same Sefer, la chulun lo yechulach, mutter. But then, la carbon lo yechulach, Remeir Iser. Remeir says that when you say la carbon lo yechulach, it's Iser, the kashalach. Why? Unless we call about the Shemei Ein. It's not carbon what I don't eat. That means what I do eat is carbon, but that's implication. Remeir doesn't hold of implication. We translate the word, not la, we change the la as if he meant la. Because of the la yaychalach at the end, we're willing to change the la into la and say therefore. So la, chulim, should be like la carbon. Add the therefore. And therefore, why is it mutter? Just like by la carbon. I'm willing to take the la and read it as la so I can make it work.
Do the same thing by
la chulun. Hakanami, hakikamalei, loy chulun lavi, lefichach loyachalach. Why don't we do the same thing by la chulun? So it's a contradiction between case one. In case three, based on the fact that Remeir said that when you end lo yaychalach, I'm willing to put a therefore in. So just like I do it by carbon, I do more by carbon. I take the la and I say it means la. So by la chulin, why don't I add the therefore? So Moshek, if it's going like Remeir, the third case should be usher.
And la, do we have to do anything that,
make the la live?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's point.
By carbon, I do that.
Yeah,
by chulin, I don't have to do that.
Why by chulin? What?
Because I want to make it usher, because he ended by yaychalach. By yaychalach sounds like isser. So therefore, a mayor said, yeah, I'm allowed to add the word therefore. So add the word therefore here.
And law will mean that doesn't change. It's always going to be low. It means
right.
It'll always mean low.
Except by Lockhart, but we're changing it. We're saying he means law. Even though he said law, but since he ended La Yaikol law, the mayor says that means he wants to ask or something, so we're willing to say he meant Lockhart.
Well,
this
is Lachulin.
Lachulin should be, therefore I won't eat. Robert adds the word therefore. He does it by the carbon.
Lachulin means carbon. That's great. I mean, without an inference.
No, Lachulin needed an inference.
Oh.
Lachulin didn't need an inference. Lachulin needed an inference. But we're willing to do that kind of inference. If we're willing to change La to La by carbon, we should be willing to do Lachulin and make it carbon also.
Therefore,
because he ends Lo Yoichelach. That's the key what the Rosh says. Lo Yoichelach pushes us to say that even Remeir agrees in this case that we do a little bit of inference.
But Bachulin is a show.
In this case, the last case.
In carbon.
Amos Seifa, before the word carbon, the line before. Lachulin Lo Yoichelach. Let me just finish. And for the Gemara. It's two separate things. Number one is, does the Tana agree the implication? First case tells us he doesn't. Number two was, the mayor said, we're willing to change in order because he said, that's a new halacha. That's not the same halacha. It's a new stretch. Case one, I don't do implications. Case three, that if he says, I'm willing to change the lettering. I'm willing to change things. That this Tana doesn't agree to. And therefore, when you say Lachulin Le'echalach, he doesn't say therefore. He doesn't agree to the word therefore. Your mayor does. Because your mayor said, Lachulin Le'echalach, it's us, sir.
The key to
Oshun
Lo is very key
in
your mayor understanding your mayor.
Yes. The Le'echalach and Shai'echalach, correct. Therefore, Sadarai Kabat say, the less than Mechalah about Teshmei'e. He doesn't agree to la carbon la yachalach said it's usher. Doesn't agree to add the word therefore.
He doesn't argue with Rebeir, he argues with Abba.
Rebeir said la carbon la yachalach, Rebeir Iser. It's a Mishnah, but none. Reb Abba explains Rebeir. He's not saying his own thing. He's trying to tell you Pshat and Rebeir.
It means Sheh Ochalach.
He said la yachalach.
Right.
Dr. Rush. Lachulin Le'echalach Mutter. Mashinasin Chatov Tachas Alamed. Loi Mashma Le'afarish Le'chulin. And he put a Chatov, which is a Shua. Lachulin Le'echalach is Mutter. Because it doesn't mean Le'chulin. The Kashalav. Halef Le'remei Mechalav. Tukhiyev Shalafarish Loi carbon yehei mash le'echalach, hamash le'echalach yehei carbon. When he says la carbon le'echalach, don't you need implication to say that what I do eat is carbon? Nasa carbon le'echalach le'echalach le'echalach. Zuck terash drash. This is a very important rush. All rushes are important, but this one. V'yadragav damar la carbon b'patach. He said la carbon. V'fashina le'e kilomer b'chatov. We take it and we say since he added le'echalach, he meant la carbon. Achinami name of le'echul le'evi le'fichach le'echalach. I just got finished saying before that we don't do implications when he said la, only when he said loichulin. That's when you finish loichulach. He obviously wants to make an iser. Here, Remeir is willing to take the la and says it means korban. Because he ended Loi Eichelach. The Loi Eichelach, we see from Remeir that the end of Loi Eichelach allows us to do something in the words.
You need an implication?
But we allow that here. La has to have an implication to mean Loi. That's what we had said before. But over here, since he ends Loi Eichelach, just like Remeir let the Loi Eichelach change the La to a La, he would allow to take the La and say it means no carbon, no chulin, which means carbon. Because Lo Yoichelach stretches to the mayor's seat.
I'm a little confused. When do we say, Rameir always holds you, if you're creating a lot, you need the implication in order to make it forbidden.
The Rameir doesn't hold of implication.
Right. Right. You need you need the repetition in order to make it work. Does that always apply?
He's saying now, you see from the words that Rav Meir lets black carbon become lit carbon because you ended by Yechalach. That means Rav Meir allows you to change lettering or to change.
Why doesn't he change it by Hulin?
Because there, it doesn't end like Eichelach. So who says he meant this? Again, let me finish my sentence, if you don't mind. If I say Sha'eichelach, that doesn't tell us that the man meant to Aser anything. Implication has to tell us that he meant to Aser. When he says Lo Eichelach, that tells us he's obviously trying to ban something. But, now, he might have used the wrong words, but he's trying to ban something. Lo Eichelach tells the people they're trying not to eat something. Again, if he says, you don't hear the word that he wants to answer. Shaykhullah means I want to eat. If you do implication, you'll say, Lachulun Shaykhullah, but what I do eat is carbon. So, because he used the word Shaykhullah, if I do implication, I hear carbon. If I don't do the implication, I don't hear carbon. Because La needs an implication to tell us it means carbon. That was the difference between Lai and La. Again, there's a difference between Lai Chulin and La Chulin. Lai Chulin means carbon. La Chulin needs implication to say it means carbon. Rameh doesn't agree to implication. Because he ended Shaykhullah. Because he said a positive.
If he ended low.
Then we say the fact that he's informing us that there's something he doesn't want to eat. Then we say Rav Meir agrees that we're allowed to do implication and add, therefore. Because just like he told us that you can take lot carbon, but because he ended Shalai Eichelach, you can change it to lot carbon and add the therefore. So when he says lachulim, we can take the implication that he means carbon and add the therefore. Because you see that by Lo Yechalach, Rav Meir is more permissive, so to speak, in stretching it to mean that he wants to answer something. And you don't, there, the lesson of Rashi is, there you would agree that you're allowed to use an implication. So, that's the Sira.
He's okay without the implication. Meir is okay without the flip side.
You do hear, because La needs an implication to mean that it means carbon. That was his answer before. So that's a slight implication. What La turns into carbon needed a slight implication. That was his difference between Loichulun and Lachulun. No, he didn't. We're translating it to mean that. Correct. That's the Gemara right to the second answer. He's not saying Levichach. We're saying that when he says La Carbon La Yechalach, since he used La Yechalach, we're willing to say he meant it should be a carbon, and therefore I won't eat.
He's saying
La Yechalach.
In my memory, it has a little bit of a different way it shows it. It's as if he's saying La Carbon Yechalach, Levichach.
Again. Hold one second. What was his vow under the carbon of Echolach? Well, Allah. Answer the question. In the Mishnah, when he says the carbon of Echolach, before we explain it, what vow did he use?
It's the last part of the sentence.
Again, you're not answering the question. Read the Mishnah for me. There's a line there. Forget everything else. Before you heard the word Lefichach ever mentioned. Say it by davening every day, Lefichach. But right, but what, how did you read that Mishnah? Larla. Sixth line from the top.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, the Rush says it's La Carbon.
It's La.
Right.
That's the thing that he said. He asked those four words.
Exactly.
Four words. Why is it saying over here we're holding out? Get home, man.
Again, he said la. We're turning it into a la.
If he finished the sentence about when he's saying oka la, lo oka
la, does that apply to him? Again, la carbon, la yaka. How would you translate that word? It's not carbon, what I don't eat.
I would imagine
that when he said laugh, it doesn't really count. Again, he said la carbon. You can't ignore his word. He's not changing his mind. He didn't say I go laugh and therefore la yaza. What is he clarifying? Tell me what the words mean.
Why does he have to say so many words?
He's saying it's not carbon what I don't eat. That's what I hear. La carbon, which means no carbon, what I don't eat.
Or what I eat.
He said, why yahula? What are you saying, what he eats? You're adding words.
So he's explaining what he's saying.
He's saying a sentence. I don't know what they mean explaining.
He must feel they have to explain what la carbon.
He's not explaining. He's telling the guy who wants him to eat there, la carbon, la yahula. Not an explanation. It's a sentence. They're not contradictory. Now, if you hold implication, la carbon la yachalach means what I don't eat is not a carbon. What I do eat is a carbon. But that's implication. Rameh doesn't hold for implication. Yet Rameh says it's usher. If you don't hold for implication, why is it usher? Zuchter Baba, that because he ended la yachalach, I'm willing to go back to the la and say it means la. And therefore, look, carbon, you say, not la. We're willing to change his vow, even though he said la. But since he ended la yachalach, he meant la, therefore I won't eat.
Well,
he said la, we're not ignoring that, but we're saying since he ended la yachalach, he meant la.
That's by carbon.
To la chulam, right. Which means no chulam. If he ended lo yachalach, then he's trying to make an isser. How is he making the isser? The man doesn't hold of implication. Teretz Yisrael, since he ended lo yachalach, we're willing to take the la chulam and turn it into carbon, which is a little bit of an implication. La chulam. Second answer of Ashi Amar. Haldam aluchulun, haldam alachulun. Lamashna lahevi chayulun al carbon. Dr. Rush, what is this answer? Rashi Amar. Haldam aluchulun bechatav, haldam alachulun bepatach. Meaning, the one that says in the Braisa, luchulun lechulach mutter, is because he said luchulun. Luchulun is not lachulun. You're assuming that it said lachulun, and therefore you had a contradiction. It said lachulun. Lachulun, kaka would be usher. Lachulun is mutter. In the Braise, it means lachulun. It doesn't say lachulun. And he said lachulun, you're 100% right. It would be usher. That's not the case in the Braise. The contradiction never started. The contradiction was based on the fact that he said lachulun. He didn't say lachulun, he said lachulun. And said, "Lachulun v'aychalach mutter." It's the third case in the Braisa.
Third case.
No, not that case. That's one case. Mutter. La. We don't add a therefore by a la. That's what Rav Ashi is answering.
Well, there's a problem with that because the was the lachula chokalcha right before that.
Mm-hmm.
That still staying with la.
No, he the Rav Ashi's gairus laichulun. The second case he's gairus the word laichulun. Not
that writes. Where's his lachula
chokalcha? Where did it say that? That's not what the word says. The rest says it says loichulim.
How about the Braisa?
I'm looking at the Braisa.
No, the three-case Braisa.
Case two is what you're talking about.
What about case three?
Case three is Bachulim Vayachulach.
There's
Bachulim Vayachulach. Amos Sefer is the third case. You have two cases in the Braita.
So that's
the Russian's guy is lying there. Don't think of my writer. Tar, Tame, Nicer, Pigalasser. Boy, Rami Bachama. Rami Bachama asked the Shaila. Hare alive. Kibbutzer Zivchei Shlomim Lachas Rikas Damim. Guy has a loaf of bread. Says, I want this loaf of bread to be like a Shlomim after Zrika. After Zrika's Adam, you can eat the Shlomim. Is the bread Aser or is the bread Mutter? Zuck to Gemamahu. Zuck to Gemara. Eid the Amar, the Hardain Lishna. If he said it in that language. So, Natera come out to this. He's saying, I want this bread to be mutter. Because Basar Shlomim after Zika's Damim is mutter. It's like saying, I want this loaf of bread to be like the table. It is. It's mutter. I want this bread to be like the Shlomim after Zika. After Zika, the Shlomim is mutter. So, what's the Shaila?
Can't be with me.
That means he can't have said that. Rabbi Bechama would never have asked the Shaila in that case. Dr. Gemara, Elikigan, the Machas Basar Zivchei Shlomim. The Basar Zivchei Shlomim is here. And, Gimel, what is the Baghad? Tame, in front of him. So Machas Datei Regabe. What happens is, there is a meat of Shlomim here, and there's meat of, and his bread is here. Now, he did not say, this should be to me like the Shlomim after Zrika. He said, the bread should be like this meat, like the Shlomim. Now, at this point, the Shlomim is mutter. But the Shlomim was Aser. When he said, this like this, did he mean in its current state? Or did he mean this like this was in its original state? If he said the words, Lachas Rikas Damim, then he told us what he means. He didn't say Lachas Rikas Damim. There was a piece of shlomim there, and there was bread there. He said, I want the bread to be like this. What is like this mean? At its current state? Or in its original state? That's the shot. My, it Craig come out to this? Are you saying like it was originally? Or did Taylor come out to this? Or what it is now? Let us meet the rush. Why?
The point is just meat that just that is mutter, that's as much as he eats. So the point is, if they're both sitting there and you know that this meat is it, why would you assume he means before after before Zrika?
Because you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because it's senseless to say that I want the bread to be like the table.
You're creating a situation because.
But if he says the bread is like the table, I can't help him. Here he says it's like the meat, and the meat was Usher. Maybe he means like the meat was. That's the Shiloh. Do we care what it was or not? Dr. Rash, Kibbutzer Zivchei Shlomim Lachas Rikas Damim. Shkrahutter HaBasser, Dixiv Adam Zivchei Yishafech, HaBasser Teichel. Once it's after Zrika, you can eat it. The Abagah, Frank the Rush, not true. You can't eat it after Zrika. You need Akhtara Seymura. You have to burn the fat. The Akhtara Zrika is not accurate. The Abagah, the whole comment by Mitri and Murim, by Mitri Batsar Bakhilo. Even though as long as you didn't burn the fat, you can't eat the meat. But particularly, the Mamer Lachar Akhtara Seymura. But the Gemara didn't want to say after Akhtara Seymura. The Aminim Mipsachim, he left me. If the Amurim aren't around, Chanit Moyavdu, by Makri. Amurim, if they're around, you can't eat till you burn them on the Mizveah. If they got lost for Tameh, you don't have to worry about them. So therefore, the Gemara wants to pick something that you always need. Haktaris Amurim you need sometimes and not other times, so therefore the Gemara says Rika. Haktaris Amurim are also Ma'akev, if they're around. But since if they're not around, they're not Ma'akev, the Gemara would rather pick something that's a constant. who had said Lacha Shrikistam.
What's his intent here?
Well, again, he said the words, Harei Elayka Basas, I don't know which case he's going to. The case that the Gemara thought was the Shaila, the case that ends up being the Shaila.
Now that he has the poster in front of him after Zrika.
Right.
What? We think it's going back on when it was. Is that the Shaila?
That's the Shaila.
Not to, let's say, add an answer to it of Nicer?
No, nothing to do with Nicer.
Okay.
Not Nicer. He's sitting in his hotel room in Ramada, in Yerushalayim, with a piece of shlamim. And next to it is a loaf of bread. He said, this loaf of bread should be like this piece of meat.
So the meat is limited, right?
We're not nicer. We're talking about before it became nicer.
He has an
answer that I can't create nicer. The bread will never become nicer.
Bread, no matter how long.
Right.
He can't treat it.
No, he can't make. Now, if he says it's like nicer, well, the Mishnah said if he says nicer, it's usher.
But he doesn't put on it a new answer that he has to eat it right away.
Not that I know of. It's an interesting point to bring up, though. No.
The
Gemara
doesn't say about
his
drink, but the Rush speaks about the
burning of
the Gemara.
Right. The Rush has a kasha. He's bothered by the fact that it sounds like after speaking of mutter, it's not a true statement.
Maybe that's the question. We talk about a case of the fat that maybe that.
The Gemara doesn't bring it in, so you get absent to the Gemara. There's a problem with the wording. It says after speaking of mutter, it's not a true statement. The Rush. Sometimes it's true and sometimes it's not true. We wanted to pick a case that you always need it, which is Zrikas Damim. You don't always need Haktaras Emurim. Haktaras Emurim, burning of the fat. If it gets lost, you can skip the step. If they lost the Emurim. Yeah, you can eat the meat anyway. Correct. Not the Emurim. You don't eat the Emurim. The Emurim goes to the fail. He said, this loaf of bread should be like shlomim after zrikas adam. Now, to Gemara, that's for sure mutter. Because shlomim after zrikas adam is mutter.
However,
like the Rush, it's not necessarily true. You can have after zrikas adam before they burn the emurim, that you can't eat the meat. He's bothered with the Gemara. The Gemara says a statement. And the Rush said that statement is not true. The Rush, if the Emurim got lost or became Tamei, it is true. So instead of getting involved with Haktaras Emurim, which sometimes is and sometimes isn't, the Gemara uses Emptus Rikas Adam. He's just explaining the words of the Gemara. Dr. Rush. I'm sorry?
We knew all the law.
Again, he said it's like this piece of meat. And this piece of meat at this point is edible. The Gemara explains it's edible because there was Rikas Adam.
He said Rikas Adam.
Yes. Either Kamar Badein Lishna Batera Kamatras. One can't love his Korach as Rikas Adam. He didn't mean to make it winter. Why did he say like Shlomo Mefka Rikas Adam? Now the Malkas Baruch Shlomo Gabei Lachas Rikas Damim. The Malkas Da Teri Gabei. I got the Nukas the Malkas Baser. Nukinami Malkas Da Teri Gabei. The bread doesn't have to be here. So I'm the Ain Tzarach Shei Davar Hanadra Ain Tzarach Davar Shenitfas Bay. I don't have to have the bread next to the Shlomo. Not necessary to have them together. The Ikrei Kamatris Kamashaya Kaidim Shrika. Does he mean Ikrei? What does he mean at its current state? That's the Shiloh. He didn't say the word Lachas Rikas Dam. He said, this bread should be like this meat. Does he mean this meat now? Or does he mean this meat history? I know you're bothered by it, but that's the Shaila of the Gemara. We will stop over here. Test goes up to him. If you don't hear from me, my Shabbos, that means I'm not here Sunday. If you do hear from me, my Shabbos, that means I'm here Sunday, my
Shabbos. Thank you.
It's birthday, brother. Just use the arrow up and down here.
That much longer right now.
Yeah, but it's terrible. So I wasn't sure, I think 7 years.
down. There is. What? Can't hear you. Right. Oh, right. That's true.
Bread cooked.
I meant.
Yeah.
It was the parentheses. That was that the way you should read?
Let me see.
This is
Oh, come on.